We behold. I will pray. pray. I will 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 pray. I just want us to speak in tongues at this moment. If you know how to speak in tongues, just speak in tongues. Because out of our belly shall flow rivers, the rivers of living waters. If you know, out of inside you shall flow rivers, the rivers of healing and salvation. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Oh, out of my belly,
out of my belly
shall flow
rivers
of living
rivers of living waters.
Let's take it one more time.
My daddy, my daddy, your children are singing. We'll be singing and dancing
and shouting for the rest of eternity.
My daddy, Your children are singing. We'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my daddy.
Your children are singing.
Your children are singing. We'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
My daddy, my daddy.
My daddy, my daddy.
Your children are singing.
Your children are singing. We'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the they'll be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Hey.
Our daddy,
your children are singing.
Your sons and daughters are here.
We'll be singing
and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Phineas, only you, only you are God. Tyrion is only you.
Tyrion is only you.
Tyrion
is only you.
Only you. Only you are God.
My daddy, my daddy.
Yes, Lord.
Your children are singing.
Hallelujah.
We'll be singing and dancing and chanting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my daddy.
Mm.
Your children are singing.
Yes, Lord.
We'll be singing and dancing and chanting for the rest of eternity.
Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Bless the name of the Lord. Celebrate. Celebrate Jesus with a clap. Hallelujah. 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 Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Shout a glorious hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we worship you. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you, Heavenly. We thank you. We thank you. We are what we are today by your grace, Lord. We are grateful to you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you all for coming. We really appreciate every one of you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. We are glad that you're here. We are glad that you're here. Hallelujah. Amen. God is set to do a new thing in our lives. God is ready to do that new thing for you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Quickly. Hallelujah. I'll just welcome all of you in the name of Jesus. This is Kingdom Commission Ministries International, a place of rescue and transformation. And I have no doubt in my mind and in my heart that you hear the Lord indeed will transform your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So first and foremost, I'd like to welcome again all of you, but most importantly, I thank God for everyone that is here tonight, that you came out and you are here this evening. Indeed. Greater heights is your portion. Praise the Lord. Greater height is what? Your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome great men that in our midst very quickly. I recognize all of you. I appreciate you all for coming. Hallelujah. But please permit me to indicate by saying that we have great men in our midst here this evening. We have pastors and leaders of Byros Ministries that are here. Celebrate them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. First on the list, permit me to welcome Pastor Peter Neji, all the way from Omega Fire Ministries. Hallelujah. And the leaders of the ministry. Praise the Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming, sir. The Lord bless you. And also, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Pastor Prince and the wife from Elbete Power Ministries, Doha, Qatar. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. And of course, I'd like to welcome all the leaders and everyone. And please welcome our mommy, Pastor Rose Odeji, she's here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Can you please go on your feet as we welcome our daddy? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's an assignment that, hallelujah, that I cannot do. There are things that I cannot do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together as we welcome our daddy, the very Reverend Damian Odoji. Hallelujah.
Come on, let's put our hands together for the glory of our God. We can do better than that. Come on, come on, come on. Apologize for the hall. This is all we can get from Anglican for today, Thursday. Amen. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. This is the hall we can only that is available for this Thursday, and that's why you are just squeezed like that. But don't worry, tomorrow we have a big hall. You just come around. Amen. Our hall is there. So you just tell your neighbor to repeat your visit. Come aloud, I say, repeat your visit. We want to see you tomorrow. Come on, hallelujah. Just we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Come on, go ahead and tell somebody we love you. We love you, we appreciate your praises. Come on, go ahead and tell somebody we love you. Repeat your coming. Come on, come on. Do it for me. Do it for the glory of our God. Shout hallelujah. Amen. You know, a pastor was calling me daddy. Now, who do I call? Our grandpa is in the house. Hallelujah! So please, don't worry. Just remove that title for now until my daddy goes. Shout aloud, amen. Am I communicating? Earnestly, it's a privilege. Thank you, Pastor Prince. So the guy at the back of you there is one of those who have paid the price in the land of Qatar for 40-something years in the land. When the gospel was not started, they started a ministry in a toilet. So his presence here is very, very remarkable for us. He had paid the price for us to all to gather here. We really appreciate your presence. Pastor Peter, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Peter. Peter, we know him. He's a friend of the ministry, and he will continue. We are also friends to the church also. You know why he's here. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you so much. We thank God for every day. This night, please, even if you are doing anything, before daddy comes here, let there be quietness and silence. Gentlemen, earnestly, if you want to listen, this is the hour. That miracle you have been waiting for. That hard desire you have been looking unto God for. 2019, we plan for daddy to come. We couldn't make it. That means there is a plan for God for you that is here. Am I speaking to someone in the house? I told you earnestly, sir, you don't know. The first preaching in 1993, I have the notes. I actually wanted to bring the notes so that people can see it. 1993, that message in Sabongeri, I came to meet with you. Sorry, I know you. I still have the notes. After that encounter, endlessly, my life has never remained the same. I don't know how he saw in me, but he found me worthy in 1995 to ordain me into ministry. Am I speaking to someone in the house? He saw what I could not see. You can imagine 93, 95, and up till this hour. In one of the programs in November, the IGC, right? Yeah. Yankee, IG. IOC, yes. I used to make mistakes between IGOC and IOC. Mommy hosted me in her house. Gave me a place I know I can't forget to sleep in the room. Those days, people like us don't have money to go to hotel. But she hosted me. It's a complete, at least up to 1 week program. Those things I can't forget. Praise God. I won't talk much because of time. You need to listen. I have the privilege to welcome my father in the Lord, Dr. John Akpami, into the podium.
Put your hands together. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Please lift up your two hands. You know, a day like this can be a watershed in your life. It depends on how you come. I want you to worship the Lord and expect something from Him that you will remember for the rest of you. It's possible. One miracle that will make you forget the pains of the past. Raise your hands, raise your voices, and acknowledge God, who alone can make it happen. He alone can make it happen. One touch of God. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, we give you praise. Lord, give me a miracle that I'll remember the rest of my life. Have your way amongst us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I get your amen.
Amen.
If you are truly excited, please put your hands together one more time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. With a big smile, turn around, tell somebody a mega miracle has left heaven. It's coming towards you. It's coming towards you. Please, you may take your seat. Take your seat, please. Hallelujah. I think I'm more excited than the rest of you because this is an awesome privilege. Thank you so much, Apostle and our Mama, for bringing me to this beautiful, beautiful country, beautiful nation, okay? I've enjoyed first-class hospitality. It's been good. Thank you so much. And thank you for the great work you are doing. It takes a dogged kingdom fighter to be planted in this terrain and to make a difference. I believe greater days are still ahead, and God is going to amplify your voice beyond this nation to touch the rest of the world. I'm sure the Lord who permitted me to come will cause certain barriers to fall, so that what used to be like a mountain before you will become the stepping stone for this ministry. You will glide on the wings of divine favor, and all the genuine help you need, the right men, the right partners, God is going to connect you with them in the name of Jesus Christ. I truly celebrate you and mommy and all the helpers of destiny, partners that are here. I know that every great vision requires great burden bearers. Any ministry going forward is going forward on the backs of burden bearers. And there is no way we would have gotten to where we are without gifted, anointed, and faithful partners. So please put your hands together for yourself. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I came with my wife. We've been married for getting to 40 years now. Almost 40 years. She doesn't look her age. That's why I carry her around. She said when she looks at me, nobody needs to tell her that she's going old. That she's growing old. And when I look at her, I still believe I'm still young. You know, we got married. I spent quite some years before getting married. I didn't get married on time. I read a long course in the university. I read medicine. And 5 years after graduation, I had no wife. By that time, most of my colleagues were married. So I told the Lord, when you eventually show me mercy and give me a wife, I would want to enjoy honeymoon for the rest of my marriage. And God has kept that word. I want to thank God for that. So we appreciate all the great servants of the Lord that are here. Thank you for coming to encourage us. Man of God, thank you so much for all that you are doing for Jesus. Our labor will never be in vain in the name of Jesus. Okay, I just saw something now. I just saw a minister that has suffered not just the loss of property, but the loss of the lives of people as a result of the preaching of the gospel. And you are not watching online, you are here. I have God's word for you that a season of compensation is going to come. Amen. So that the Lord is going to cause your labor of many years to bring a harvest that will come so suddenly it will wipe you off the pains that you have endured these years. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And to add to that, one of your close relations who has been sick of heart disease for the past 8 years will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm a teacher of God's word. Trusting that when I grow older, I'll be able to preach like you. But for now, I teach God's word. I believe the liberty of God's people is in simple things. It's in simple. If you can get the basics, Satan can trap you in a small place. So I teach God's word. I've written quite some books, my wife and myself. Many of these books, they've gone very far. Some I use as textbooks in Bible school. The minister who prayed for all the post-apartheid presidents of South Africa, from Nelson Mandela, he prayed for all of them, up till the last one, maybe Zuma or so. I'm not sure of the present one. Got a hold of one of our books. He was so blessed. He decided to use it for his home studies. The other time I was in Congo Brazzaville, the bishop who invited me, before introducing me, said he had a confession to make. I wanted to confess his sin. But he got a hold of one of my books, was so blessed, he translated it into French without taking permission, and started selling it. So he was asking for forgiveness. So I told him his sins were forgiven. Well, he should go and sin no more. So I came with a few of the books. This one is Master the Present, Enter the Future. I preach this message online to the church here, okay? The future is not an accident, it's a harvest. If you know what to do, you can predict what your future will be. Because all of us have been called to participate in the making of our future. It's not all left to the devil. No, you have a major role to play in the making of your future. So I encourage you to get that book. My most recent book, How to Stop Anti-Progress Syndromes. If things are not moving in your life, there must be a reason why. There must be a reason. God made life for progress. If things are not moving, possibly the enemy has moved in, and you've got to move him out. So there is what to do to stop those anti-progress syndromes. So I encourage you to get copies. They are available. We've written about 80 books now, but we brought just a few to be a blessing to you. Amen. Tonight I have just a few minutes left. We're supposed to be out of here by 9. Okay, so we have less than 40 minutes to go. So greater heights is the topic. I'll share with you just a few points on how to break through into greater heights. What to do so that barriers will give way and you step on higher ground. How many of you are ready to do that? That tomorrow will not meet you where you are yesterday. Are we in agreement? Let's bow heads and pray. Father, Lord, we are grateful for this privilege. We thank you and thank you. And thank you for the honor of ministering to your people. Lord, I ask that you grant me utterance in the Holy Spirit and grant your people understanding. Thank you for your word will go forth unhindered. And Lord, you'll back it up with miracle signs and wonders. Thank you, wonderful Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. All right, raise your hand and say, I'm going higher and higher. Amen. Now, Mark chapter 10. Verse 46 to verse 52. Mark chapter 10. Verse 46 to verse 52. It's the story of blind Bartimaeus. So what I want to do, because of our time, is just to weave in and out of that portion of scripture some few points that will help you break through to higher heights. Now, if you can write, I'll appreciate it. But if you can't, then take very careful notes of what I'm going to say. Number one, here is the first point. I want you to believe that your future holds a bigger and a better version of your life and destiny. Your future holds a better version, a bigger version, a greater version of your life and destiny, which means no matter where you are now, we've not seen the best of what God can do through you or for you. Amen. Even if today is good, you are too good to remain there. So for the rest of your life, you must never park your life at any level. If people celebrate you, brothers and sisters, that is not enough reasons to park your life there. The future holds something bigger, something greater, something far more enviable. You've got to press towards it. If you park your life at any level, you will stagnate and never see the best heaven has for you. I'll say that again. For every one of us, You are too blessed by God, too covenant connected to spend the rest of your life at your present level. No matter where you are, there are greater heights to conquer, greater mountains to subdue, more grounds to cover for Jesus. So if you settle where you are, you may be missing out on the best heaven has for you. So lift up your head. Say, I will never park my life at my present level. Please say it again, I will never park my life at my present level. So I encourage you to see a future far more inviting than where you are. A future that will make you strive towards what you are seeing. Don't get your attention, please. Catch a vision of a tomorrow that will challenge you to increase your capacity. Catch a vision of a bigger future that will challenge you to grow, that will challenge you to be uncomfortable with where you are. I've seen certain people, when they start celebrating, then they stagnate. They just settle there. No, those people never see the best heaven has for them. Until you see Jesus face to face, there are more mountains to conquer. Until you see him face to face, there are more grounds to cover, more souls to win, more branches to plant. There is more to do. One reason why God gave today to you as a gift is because yesterday was not good enough. If yesterday was good enough, you would have gone with yesterday. But that you are alive means there is still something you can aspire towards. I beg you, brothers and sisters, the hunger to grow higher must never die in you. So that's the first one I'm going to leave with you. Never park your life at your present level. God will always show you a vision of a future that will challenge you to grow. You see, at every point in your life, there are two forces that are working on you, whether you know it or not. At every point of your life, can I get two of you for illustration? All right. You go behind me. Go behind me here. You stay in front of me. Face me. Now, this is my past. This is my future. Out of the two, which is more important? Now, if I live in my past, I will mortgage my future. So at every point in time, these two forces are pulling on me. If you don't mind, hold my suit. Hold my back. Pull. Now, don't. Now, if I don't have something pulling me forward, I will succumb to the forces pulling forward. That's what happened to the children of Israel. They couldn't catch a vision of where God was taking them to, so their minds kept going back to the past, kept going back to the garlics, the onions, the cucumbers. Why? They couldn't get a picture of the future God had prepared for them. But if my future is calling on me, there are some prayers I'll never need to pray. I'll never need to pray against the spirit of backsliding because there is nowhere to go back to. The future is so inviting, I'm in a hurry to get there. How many of you are in a hurry to get to the future you are seeing? At every point in time, if